Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles-Broncos on Sunday. Prior to that, the Phillies versus? Well, we're not sure yet. But it's going to be either the Dodgers, who last night took a 1-0 lead, or the Cincinnati Reds, who have to fight for their life tonight, today, versus the LA Dodgers, as the Reds are already in a 1-0 hole. What we do know is the Phillies will be in the second round. We know they've earned it with an outstanding regular season and the bye, and the skipper in his fourth season as the manager of the Phillies and getting ready for the fourth time for playoff baseball here in Philadelphia is Rob Thompson. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. There's a little chill in the air this morning.
Yes.
Love it.
That's what. Good. So Ruben's in here with us, and Ruben came in with his sweatshirt. He's all pumped up.
What's up, Skip?
That's great. How you doing, Rob?
I'm great. You?
Doing great, yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of days off here. It feels good.
So Rob, a ton to get to. Let me say this before we go any further. Congrats on a great regular season. I will tell you this. We fielded, and we're part at times, of some talk about, I don't know about this team. And listen, you guys landed with the second best record in the regular season. Congratulations to you and your squad on what you accomplished the last 6 months.
I appreciate it. You know, we've got good players, and we've got a lot of depth. And you got to give credit to our front office for applying that to us, and when people went down, other people stepped up, and it was a really good regular season. But greatness comes with championships, and that's what we're shooting for.
Sure. So Rob, let's talk about the intra-squad game, which many thousands are going to be coming to South Philadelphia to watch today. You've got close to 30,000 seats already sold for this. I think it's a great idea. I had advocated going back to last year to play more than one game. So you guys go with one this year. Last year was zero. Why one intra-squad game instead of zero? Why one instead of two or three? What's the mindset of why one, in your opinion, is the sweet spot to get you ready for the playoffs?
Well, we did play one last year.
Ooh, well, that
was
be,
on the it was on the same it was on the same
fault,
day
then.
on the Wednesday. We just didn't have people. We didn't have fans in the ballpark. We tried to, but we got that idea a little bit late, so we couldn't get the workers in, EMTs, and all the people that have to be in the ballpark for fans. So this year we got it together a little bit earlier so that the fans could be in. And I mean, it's unbelievable that we're going to have close to 30,000 people in there. It just tells you a lot about the city and about our fan base, and I think it'll help our players. It'll make it a little bit more realistic as far as having only one. It's you have to use your pitchers. We do have a couple of pitchers coming from our stay hot camp, but we have to get our pitchers to see hitters. And on this day is the day really where, because you got to give them rest after the regular season. You got to give them rest just prior to the postseason. So on the Wednesday is really the perfect day for our relievers and a couple of our starters to throw. And we will have some extra batting practice tomorrow with certain guys that want to get extra at bat. So we're trying to satisfy everyone's needs going into the postseason. So we're ready to go.
Rob, this is your fourth postseason with this core group of guys. What's your message to your squad heading into this run?
My message is always the same. It's, keep an even temperament. It's still a grind. If you get down early, don't panic. If you get up early, step on their throat. But I think the message, it's not really a message, it's a feel. I think that the core guys here are every year when we fall short, they want, there's a lot more there that they want, and they want to finish this thing off. So there's certainly so much motivation in the, in our core, of our core guys. I don't think you have to really throw a carrot out there because it's there for them.
But how do you prevent the bats from going cold when it matters most? Is the intra-squad game, is that going to be enough when it was not in the past?
Well, I hope so. And I think we're going to do a lot more of, not that we didn't do a lot last year, but I think we're going to ramp up the, you know, the velocity machines, ramp up the curveball machines, try to get as many reps as we can and make it as game-like as we can. Just to make sure that we do everything we can to, so that they can perform as best they can.
Rob Thompson with us here on WIP. A couple days before the Phils playoffs start on Saturday. You know, Rob, you know it's going to start with the ball in Christopher Sanchez's hand. Sold out Citizens Bank Park Saturday. It's going to be electric. Huge responsibility for him. Man, did he answer the bell this year. One of the best pitchers in baseball. I'm curious, when you told him, Chris, you're my guy. You're my game one starter. He had never been that before. What was his reaction?
Not much at all. I mean, he was, obviously he's excited to pitch, but he's so mature now that I think he gets it. I think he gets that, that he's the ace. I mean, he is an ace. You know, and it's unfortunate we don't have wheels, but
yeah.
Sanchez has stepped up, and he's just been himself, and he's gotten better and better as the season's gone on. And I have complete confidence in his ability to go out there, slow down the moment, contain his heartbeat, and just be Christopher Sanchez and just go out and pitch.
Rob, is it Ranger or Lizardo in game two?
Not sure yet. We've got the inter-squad game today, and Lizardo will pitch today. So he's still available for game two. Ranger got hit in the leg. He's still kind of a little bit sore from that last start, being hit with a line drive. But I think he'll be fine. So we're not really sure who's going to go game two or game three, really, because he could have a piggyback situation with Nola and one of the lefties. You know, we've got a lot of things we're juggling right now, just depending on who we play.
So let's go a little further down the road, Rob. And I know you probably don't want to go too far, but let's just say this. You could advance, obviously, and then need a four-starter in the next round. Who that four-starter becomes could be impacted by the previous games and who you needed to use out of the bullpen. Is it your preference going in that Nola is your fourth starter, or is it your preference that it's someone else?
Well, I mean, I can't say for sure, but my preference personally would be Nola, just because I know him. I know who he is. I know he's stepped up when the lights are brightest. He's a guy that the, you know, his heartbeat never changes. And I just trust him. I really do.
How does having a set closer you can count on like Duran, how does that change the way you manage this postseason?
But yeah, I mean, I think it just moves everybody up an inning, you know, and makes our bullpen a lot better. And now we can use Duran in a four-out save if we need to. It just makes us so much deeper with, you know, with Strom and with Robertson. Banks has pitched very well. Kirkring's last couple outings have been outstanding. It looks like he's confident and he's landing his pitches where he wants to. It just makes our bullpen that much deeper. And Duran's another guy where he doesn't sweat. He goes out and he's himself.
How is this team better prepared for the postseason than your previous Phillies teams?
Well, I think we're a little bit more experienced. I think guys, especially the younger guys that haven't had postseason experience before,
sure,
before they
came to the big leagues, they understand what's expected, and they understand the gravity of the situation and how to slow it down a little bit. But I think we're deeper position player wise. The addition of Bader was huge for us. Getting Trey healthy was huge for us. The addition of Duran and David Robertson just made us that much deeper.
Rob Thompson here on WIP. So, Rob, you mentioned Bader. Let's talk about him in this lineup. So he really cranked it up more so after Trey got injured and was out. You really haven't had the really hot Bader and Trey together. Now that you will have those two at least in the same lineup, how do you fit them in as far as who bats where? Essentially, where does Bader hit now that Trey goes back to the leadoff spot?
Yeah, that's a good question, because Trey will lead off. When Bader went through a really hot stretch, now the last couple of weeks he's kind of cooled off a little bit, and Bohm's really swung the bat well. So that spot behind Harper is going to be a right-handed bat. Just not sure which one it's going to be yet. We're going to have some conversations in the next couple of days and see where we land. But Bohm's been really hot. And it's important to have some guys down at the bottom that can get on base to turn the lineup over to get to Turner and Schwarber and Harper. So, it's a good problem to have, to tell you the truth.
Sure.
Makes our lineup really deep if everybody's swinging back.
So, Rob, one of the frustrations for fans last year and criticisms of the squad over a couple years with playoff endings, the way it ended, was a lot of people thought the team was not properly prepared to play small ball, that if the homers weren't mm-hmm. happening, that there was a struggle to score runs, real struggle. Do you feel the team, based on the last 6 months and even what you did in spring training, is more prepared to go to small ball, if need be, if the bats aren't thundering with home runs?
Yeah, I do. Our sacrifice, they call them sacrifice hits. In the stats are essentially the sacrifice bunts have almost doubled this year during the regular season as they were from last year. So we've done a lot more, and we've done a lot more practicing with the velocity machines, with the curveball machines. So I do think, we've done the work. Now, executing in a game is a little bit different than executing off a machine. So, we'll see. But I feel like the guys put the work in for sure.
You know, Rob, one of the things we have sensed from afar for a couple of years is that Bryce is, I'll just say, uniquely motivated to win a title. All athletes want to, obviously. But Bryce sort of had that Tiger Woods thing going at a very young age where he was a focal point as a teenager. He obviously has had a historic career. It's going to land him in Cooperstown. Can you put into words, as someone who knows him really well, how driven you sense he is to try to do it and how prepared you feel he is? Because, listen, 3 years in a row, he has excelled in October baseball, and what you sense could be on the horizon for him the next couple of weeks.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think he's as motivated as any athlete on the planet to win a championship. I know that, you know, when he left Washington to come here, Washington wins a World Series right away. And there's, you know, a lot of noise from other places that, you know, they could win without Harper. I think that type of thing motivates him. And I think he wants to win so badly here in Philadelphia. It's just, I don't really know the word to put to it, but I can tell you that he is really, really motivated.
Rob, it seemed to a lot of us that last year you were managing, for lack of a better word, I'll say more aggressively. That you were more apt to make a change earlier than you had been in previous Octobers. Bohm notably being sat, Stott was sat in some games. Did you feel you managed a little different last year in October? Look, it didn't manifest to a win. I didn't think it was your fault. The bats didn't hit and the relievers didn't pitch well and the team clunked out in four games. But do you feel as you enter this one that you want to manage in a similar fashion to last year, where it's maybe a little more aggressive and maybe a little bit less giving leeway to veterans?
You know, I think it looked like I was super aggressive last year. And I guess I was because I hadn't done some things like that during the regular season. Now, I think it's carried over into this season where you could say whatever you want, call it aggressive or whatever, but we've pinch hit a little bit more. We've matched up a little bit more. So I think that type of philosophy is sort of carried over. And, you know, every manager evolves and changes and adapts. But I think, you know, we sort of played the season this year kind of the way we did in the postseason last year. And I think players are maybe a little bit more used to that type of aggression and expecting certain moves to be made. So, I think, you know, to answer your question, sure, I think I was very aggressive last year during the postseason.
Rob, is Weston Wilson your final bench player from a position player standpoint?
Well, we haven't set the roster yet, so we're still waiting to see who we play, but that'll come out probably Friday or I'm not really sure which day we have to set the roster. It might be Friday, but we'll figure that out as time goes on.
A couple final minutes here with Rob Thompson as he gets ready for the playoffs starting on Saturday. So, Rob, I don't know if you know this. You know the town's excited. You know how the town turns up and turns out for Red October in Philly. The town has never had, in all these seasons, all the years of all the teams, has never had two titles in the same year. So as we close this interview down, I just want to say on behalf of me, our show, and our station, we wish you the absolute best of luck. We would love to see another parade. The Eagles obviously did it in February. We would love to see you guys do it. And it could be not only historic for your franchise, but for the entire city if two teams can win in the same calendar year. And we absolutely wish you, Rob, the very best of luck. I hope it's a fun and exhilarating month for you. And very, very good luck to you and your whole squad.
I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And I would really like to see four parades this year.
So that would be
Well, let me tell you something, Rob. Yeah. Ruben knows this because Ruben was a young lad in 1980 when all four teams made the finals in the same year. And it just
wow.
so happened.
It was a spectacular, spectacular year.
Yeah, Rob, it's the only time it's ever happened in the history of American sports. The Phillies were the only one to win. The Flyers lost in the finals. Sixers lost in the finals. Eagles, you count January of 1981, but a season essentially played in 80. But the Phillies, and look, Rob, we hope that you're right there with Dallas Green and Charlie Emanuel, you know, when all is said and done in a month, that we can say the three of you are the three skippers of a World Series winning squad. Rob, good luck to you Saturday and beyond. Thanks so much for being a huge part of the program today.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
You got it. All right, there he is. Phillies manager Rob.
A lot of info in that one, man.
Talk to me, James.
I thought obviously the Nola stuff was strong. He beat dead. It wasn't locked, but for him, like, he made it very clear that he wants Aaron Nola to be that fourth arm.
And let me just say one thing before you continue. The reason I phrased that question the way I did, you never know. So first off, you don't know if the four starters game two of next round or game three. You just don't quite know. Game four, it depends on how long the round goes in the prior round. Here's what we also know. Who you use is often dependent. Did the prior game go to extra innings? Did I have to pull someone that, you know, and use someone for two or three innings I didn't expect to? That's why I asked it, is Nola your preference? So, James, to your point, I agree. I think it's pretty clear, barring some unforeseen, you know, quirky issue within a game, Nola will be the four starter.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. He confirmed it's going to be Trey, Schwarber, Harper. He confirmed it's going to be a right-handed bat there. I think it was pretty clear from the way he talked. If I had to bet money, I would bet that Alec Boehm's going to be in the cleanoff spot for the playoffs. That seemed not fully clear, but the way he's leaning
Bader's
there.
Bader's cooled off a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, Bader. Right, we need guys down at the bottom of the lineup, too. That whole thing, you know, I thought that was fascinating. Talking about Rangers' injury, so open about what's going on there. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe how, like, I mean, it was like.
Used to it.
We had Nick on yesterday. It's like, I was texting with Elliot. I'm like, Nick would have answered none of these questions. None of them, you know?
Right, right. So, Devin, you were there yesterday when Dombrowski spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton from that. What'd you sense from what he put out there to the world?
No, I mean, I think Dombrowski, he did the same thing ahead of last NLDS, where, you know, he kind of meets everyone and answers the questions about, like, you know, where is Johan Rojas at and what's the deal with some of the minor league players, you know, gives some clarity to Andrew Painter, to Justin Crawford. So, like, I think at this point in time, media and fans' minds are just kind of focused on the NLDS and Red October. And it's kind of like, okay, we'll talk about Justin Crawford and the minor leagues and all, everything like that and the trade deadline, you know, after the season ends and we're reflecting. He didn't say anything that's too groundbreaking.
He did say one thing that's noteworthy. It has nothing to do with October, but he did say so far so good on the Wheeler front.
Yes,
you know, that they feel good about
that.
How the surgery went. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's very early in the process.
And Wheeler is supposed to be, he was supposed to be back in the facility like yesterday or today.
Okay.
So it's good just to have his presence around the team.
I think.
When he throws out the pitch for game one of the World Series, place is going to melt. It's going to be amazing.
Emotional. Does he have to throw it with his left hand?
I thought about that. I don't know. But I think he would.
We have to
you
kick
know?
It up there.
Whatever works.
We have someone come out to throw it for him. Yeah. But he's just standing there.
Like the dog running for Jody Cameron.
Just catch. Maybe he'll catch it.
Right. We could. Ruben, the players that are 25, 26 that make the back end of the roster and 27, 28 that don't, while the Phillies haven't announced yet who those players are, do they know on Wednesday morning if they've made it or not?
They don't have to make the roster until what, like 10 a.m. before the day of.
I think he just said Friday.
I think it's Friday. I'm not 100%, but I think it's a day before.
But would Topper have already told the Weston Wilsons of the world? Does he know or not yet?
I don't think he knows yet.
Yeah,
I don't think he quite knows yet.
Being in the clubhouse yesterday, like they changed out the nameplates. You know, for like on the lockers and like the Otto Kemps, the Weston Wilsons, like they're all still there. So if that changed, you know, from yesterday afternoon to this morning, I don't know. But I mean, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, there's decision. And you really don't know. I mean, the Dodgers went with 11 pitchers in this first series. How many pitchers do they go with in the five game series? I don't know. Right. How many do the Phillies go with? Do they go 11, 12, 13? A lot of it depends on who they play. And who they feel should be in the bullpen. I think that's the most important part.
I just looked it up just to clarify. Ruben is correct. Technically, the rosters do not have to be out till the morning of the first playoff game.
Wow.
So October 4th.
They also need extra guys for the intra-squad game. Like when they were practicing yesterday, I turned to someone. I'm like, hey, who's that guy out there?
Sure.
He's like, they even had to bring up guys from Lehigh to fill it out.
They got Fritz out there pitching.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, is that Jack Fritz?
Yeah. One other thing I thought was notable from what Rob Thompson said, it sounds like if one of the lefties gets in trouble, you know, maybe, he didn't say this, but I'll say it, maybe barring getting out of a dirty inning when you bring a reliever in to do that, it sounds like he wants Nola to be the first, not Taiwan, Not Walker Buehler. Yeah. He went to Nola for the piggyback. It sounds like, let's just say Christopher Sanchez on Saturday runs into trouble 2 2/3. Someone comes in to get that final out, and then maybe it could be Nola to begin the fourth inning and just try to, you know, take it for as many innings.
What if Suarez isn't able to pitch? I mean, he was pretty cryptic about that. I think he's going to be fine, but if he can't pitch, Nola's going to be the third.
Probably, yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, I hope that for the team,
Ranger
that
can give you
happen.
Two innings, but he can't go. Like, then it's a piggyback.
Dude,
with
I remember when it was Game 5 of the World Series in 2003. It was like right before the game, and David Wells couldn't go.
Oh yeah, I remember. Of course,
it was a 2-2 series, and their starting pitcher couldn't pitch.
I remember
in 2009, we had Pedro Martinez had like a
unlike Ranger.
Pedro Martinez had like a 104-degree fever.
That's right, he was sick.
I mean,
he was
sick.
Start it?
But he wanted to start, so he started.
Well, he said Lizardo starting in the intra-squad game today. Yep. Yeah. Did he say who else? Like who's
no,
facing?
He didn't.
We didn't talk about it. We should have probably hit him with that.
But that would make sense for Monday. Like game two, if he pitches today, that would line up.
Here's another one. I don't want to critique everything we just did. I mean, look, we could have fired 5,000 more questions at him. But
did
I guess
a terrible job, Joe.
Horrible.
To him all day.
I guess it would have been interesting to know, like, are your main nine hitters on the same team today, so you keep the batting order what it is.
I was thinking about that earlier, yeah.
Or are you mixing and matching all over the place? You know,
I don't remember
you
what
plan
they
to
did
win 20 to
season.
Nothing or be up on these kids coming up to play.
All right. So there's a lot to react to based on what you just heard from Rob Thompson. Obviously, we'll swing it back to some Eagles conversation up ahead as well. Mike Quick joins us at 8:40. Phone calls, your chance to win John Legend tickets. A lot happening on 94 WIP.
BetMGM is inviting you to charge the field this pro football season. Existing BetMGM customers can have a ball without having to sweat. Log into your account to get a pro football no sweat token. Apply the token to your next pro football bet. If you lose with the token attached, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. That's right. With a no sweat token, you get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. There's nothing like a fresh set of downs, even when it comes to betting. And that's just what BetMGM is offering if you don't win with a no-sweat token. So find your favorite matchup and be a part of all the hard-hitting, crowd-pleasing pro football action. Make this pro football season one for the ages. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.